Hey, what's up? It's McBreezy here with another episode of From Classrooms and Content. A podcast about methods, strategies, and pedagogies that work in classrooms like mine. Now, if you remember, I was just doing a special few episodes, a mini-series, if you will, called My Students Are One Bus Ride Away From. And I wanted to just touch on some other things my students are one bus ride away from. So my students happen to be one bus ride away from Hollywood Boulevard and the Walk of Fame. And you might be thinking, like, why is this even important? Well, I mean, let's say because youth identify with celebrities. They have since the beginning of time. And Tiger Beat had me fawning all over NKOTB. It's like a rite of passage to have some crush on a this era only star. We live in LA, in the movie making capital of the world. Hollywood, better still Burbank, are right in our backyard. TV and movie studios have been built up as empires in these cities. I mean, I used to live in Burbank, and it was not unusual to pull up next to Jay Leno at a red light. He would wave at my daughter, and she would wave back. My students, who are raised in inner cities, do not know or realize how close they really are to the entertainment mecca. To them, Hollywood seems so far away. Visiting Hollywood Walk of Fame number one, it's like a bucket list item. Walking up and down the boulevard, you get to read the names of all the stars, knowing that, I guess, that person's been there and taking part in the birthing of their star. You make a little speech. When I was a kid, I remember being mesmerized thinking about the stars in Hollywood. Because as a child, I thought the stars, the celebrities, were there. Not just like the representative star. As an adult, I realized that the stars are paid for. Usually when a movie or show is being released with that person in the title role. I did get the opportunity to go when Bob Marley got his star. And I was in a big crowd. And it was amazing. So it does kind of counteract the allure of the Walk of Fame if people are paying for it as a commercial. And it's not just the stars either. It's the shops. Man, there's tattoo parlors. Frederick's of Hollywood. There's like 5 tourist t-shirts for $20 everywhere. There's Michael Jackson impersonators. Not to mention Elmo, Big Bird, whoever the stars or the kid stars are out that week. Remember, I'm discussing these trips as reference to the exposure gap. The exposure gap that exists between classes of people, between neighborhoods. There are many things a student will be exposed to with just one simple walk down the Walk of Fame or even seeing it on TV. They may seem trivial, but if one of those came up on a high-pressure test or a novel, and you were analyzing references, being able to analyze Hollywood Boulevard with this freak population, my students who live a bus ride away, they would have no frame of reference. So as I do try to bring this mini-series to a conclusion, not that I won't promise an episode here and there, I find myself often shocked by the things my students are sheltered from. They're not exposed to. How many common knowledge, people, places, and experiences they have not had, and how many will never experience. Just like Dockweiler Beach, if you go on the end of the 105, which most of my students live by, and you go straight out to the beach, you end up at Dockweiler, where there is bonfire pits. Yeah, my students never even been to the beach in the first place. So this is McBreezy from Classrooms in Compton. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can expose my kids to as many things as possible. See you guys in the next episode.